Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell with co-host Pam Adams. Home Sweet Home is brought to you by Town Center Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, where to shop, and cover everything that relates to making your home a beautiful environment. Now, let's bring on the host and begin making your home a home. Here's Pam Adams and Leslie Lovell.
Well, hello, and welcome to Home Sweet Home. My name is Leslie Lovell, and I'm your host. I'm here with Pam Adams. She's our co-host, and I am here to talk a little bit about what we do for a living, besides this radio show, which we absolutely love on KLAV. I have an interior design business, and I work out of the World Market Center, and I work well below retail pricing and have a lot of experience, blah, blah, blah years. I'm not telling you how many, but a whole lot. And our show isn't just about interior design. It's about everything for your home, how we live in our homes, how we take care of ourselves, how we entertain, gourmet cooking, everything you can possibly imagine we're going to cover on this show over time. And Pam, I'd like you to talk a little bit about your company,
sure,
too.
Sure, I'd love to. This is Pam Adams. Thank you all for listening in today. I have a company called At Your Service in Summerlin, and that can be found at atyourserviceinsummerlin.com, all spelled out. It's a personal service concierge business servicing not only Summerlin, but all of the Las Vegas area. I do everything from errand running, shopping, cooking, party planning, meal preparation, organizing your home and office, you name it, I do it. And I have an extensive list of services on my website, so please check me out. Wanted to also add, as far as this KLAV radio show goes, we love doing it. The show is about, there's a lot of current event topics that we bring up and things that are basically relative to your daily life and how you live your life.
Yes, and I want to remind all of you to call in if you have any questions about your home or anything that happens in the home. We'll be glad to answer them. If you're local, you're going to be calling 731-1230. And if you are out of town listening, you're going to be calling 866-820-5528. And Pam, just tell them a little bit about our Facebook page, please.
Absolutely. We did set up a Facebook page, and you can get to it by going to facebook.com/homesweethomeradio. Please go there and like us.
Yes, please like us. I like you.
Yeah.
We have a special guest we want to bring on today, and she's here in the studio with us. And we want to talk a little bit first about her birthday. Her name is Courtney Hernandez, and today is her birthday. And she was kind enough to come in on her very special day. And Pam, of course,
great?
Does our horoscopes for each month and each birthday. So she's going to read everyone horoscope about Pisces, but she's going to especially gear it toward Courtney today.
I am. Actually, we just switched over to Pisces, which is anybody born between February the 19th and March the 20th, which includes my son out there.
Yay!
He has a birthday on Friday.
Happy birthday.
And happy birthday, Courtney.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I want to tell you a little bit about the basic traits of a Pisces. The sign, the zodiac birth sign, is ruled by Neptune, and the Pisces symbol features a pair of fish swimming head to tail in a circle, and that is representative of life after death or reincarnation. I don't know if everybody knows that, but that was news to me. Pisces are governed by a duality, a struggle of the spiritual soul within the physical body. Maybe that explains why my son is a little volatile. I don't know.
Wow.
Pisces are deeply creative and artistic with enhanced intuitive abilities. They are, Pisces is the last of the 12 zodiac signs. And Pisces actually make great friends and wonderful romantic partners.
Of course we do. And of course you do.
We do want to say to Courtney today, I pulled up her horoscope for today, February 21st. Anybody out there born Today, you are on the threshold of a dream as the sun spotlights your sign during the next few weeks. Although these changes will not happen overnight, your horizons may already be expanding, so look forward to that. The moon's visit to your 12th house of secrets today reminds you that you don't have to talk about your vision for the future just yet. Just know that there are some good things on the horizon for you today.
I'm excited for that, actually.
Oh, good.
I'm glad you're excited. Well, I want to introduce Courtney Hernandez, and she is the spa director of the Skin and Laser Institute on West Sahara, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. And I know Courtney over 10 years and was referred to the Skin and Laser Institute, and I'm so happy with their work, and especially Courtney. She's done a wonderful job. I've had a lot of procedures done there, and I'm very proud to say that I have. I'm keeping up with my skin and taking care of my aging process. And thank God for you, because I don't think I'd look as good as I do if it wasn't for you.
Well, you do well all on your own.
Thank you. But we want to talk a little bit. First, tell us a little bit about the Skin and Laser Institute and what your goals are there.
Well, we opened 11 years ago. We offer a variety of different services. We do things such as photofacial treatments, laser hair removal treatments, microdermabrasion, facials, any type of skin care related treatments. We also offer Botox, Restylane, Juvederm, Dysport. Those are going to be more of your injectables.
These procedures are not just for women, though, right?
They're for both men and women, for sure.
Great.
I mean, obviously, you have a higher clientele of women, but men. We're seeing more and more men come in and do treatments.
Well, I think it's wonderful that men want to take care of themselves, mm-hmm. too.
Agreed.
The new metrosexual.
There you go.
Sometimes it's the wife that's pushing him in there,
yeah,
too.
Right.
So.
You want him to look good.
Yes.
That's true. And we do want him to look good. And I know there's a lot of treatments you could talk about today, Courtney, but let's talk a little bit about photo facials, because I know that's something you're offering a special on right now.
That
also
was a brand new term to me. I've not heard of photo facials.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people also know it as IPL treatments, which also means intense pulse light treatments. It's one of our more popular treatments that we do, particularly in this time. The fall is the best time to do a photofacial treatment for a couple reasons. The sun is a little less intense. You're on vacation a little bit less. You're home. You're not as tan as usual, and we'll get into the reason why that's important in a minute.
Uh-huh.
But photofacial, what it's designed to do is remove photo-aged skin or any type of damage that you have in the skin, such as age spots, benign brown spots, and also broken capillaries. And what the photofacial does is it uses a light that's transmitted into the skin to help absorb the damage that's been caused. It pulls that to the surface, and then your body basically repairs the tissue, and then the damage falls off. If we're dealing with broken capillaries, the heat is transmitted, and it absorbs or it coagulates those vessels, so then your body absorbs it. And the idea is to promote a more youthful appearance to your skin,
mm-hmm.
by removing damage. We're basically damaging damage, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's designed to do.
How often do you do those, Courtney?
You know, depending on what your goals are and also how much damage you have will really determine how many treatments you need. But I like to start everybody off at about anywhere from 3 to 4 treatments once every 3 to 4 weeks.
How about age? What age?
Any age. Mm-hmm. Obviously, someone who's a little bit older is going to show more signs of damage than someone who's younger. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of times, you know, it's what we did when we were younger that where all this damage is coming from. But it takes years for it to actually surface. So you're going to see a lot more damage in somebody who's a little bit older, more mature skin.
Right. But I think you mentioned earlier to me when we talked before the show that a person will notice a dramatic improvement right away.
Just
with the first treatment,
one.
Which
Absolutely.
Is important for people to know.
If you're not quite sure if it's something you want to commit to, or you don't know if it's for you, definitely come in. You can try one. There's nothing wrong with trying one. You're going to get the best results on that first one because you have the most damage that first time.
And how long does a treatment take, Courtney?
You plan to be there anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. The actual procedure itself is probably about 10 minutes, but the prep and then the cleanup and all of that is a total of
about
30
minutes. It's light. It's a light process. So you're putting a really intense light, not like a laser light, but what kind of light is that?
It's a broad spectrum light, uh-huh. that we use. That's also that we control with filters that allow us to treat it at different levels and different fluences, and also depending on what we're treating. Somebody who has far more skin damage, or I should say sun damage, brown spots, we're going to treat them a little bit differently than we would somebody who's coming in to just rejuvenate the skin, or they have redness in the skin. So we're able to kind of change the wavelength of the light depending on what we're treating, and also the type of skin that we're working with. But that's basically what it is. It's just a light, like an infrared light that's being transmitted through a filter.
Is there any discomfort with this, or is there any possibility of any negative downside to it?
Absolutely. Well, the discomfort is a lot like a rubber band snapping the skin or snapping you in the face. And you do feel a little bit of heat. And usually what I tell clients is, I want you to feel that snap and I want you to feel that heat. What I don't want you to feel is that heat, that snap, and the heat continued to get hotter. So it is normal to have that initial, it makes you jump a little bit, but it's very, very quick. So by the time you're thinking, I don't want to do this anymore, you're probably done.
Oh, okay.
So it's very, very quick.
Yay for that.
And is there anything that can go wrong?
Now, you definitely want to go to someone who's experienced, that they've worked with many different skin types. They're very knowledgeable about their machine and what they're working with. Things can go wrong. You are working with a light and you are working with heat. And so it is possible to burn a client or even blister a client. The thing is that if that did happen, long-term effects, any adverse long-term effects are very, very slim. Uh-huh. The chances of, even if you did get a little blister, it's going to heal up. It's not going to leave any residual scarring.
So if you have especially sensitive skin, this is something that a client or customer would want to convey to you, or would you know right away by looking at the skin that this was sensitive skin?
We do a couple things to qualify a client. First thing we do is we have them fill out a full history form. We want to know what medications they're on. We want to know a little bit about their history. We want to know what they've done in the past so that we can kind of have an idea of how their skin may or may not respond. Uh-huh. But then we also do a visual consultation where we're looking at the skin and we're determining, you know, how we think their skin's going to respond based on our experience and what we've done in the past, and how much damage they have. Somebody who has a lot of damage, we're going to approach that a little bit differently than somebody who has minimal damage, because somebody with a lot of damage, they're going to absorb it right away. So we may take it down a little bit. No reason to go crazy. We can do a couple treatments to get them there. But, yeah, the entire time, from the time they walk in, they fill out their paperwork, we look at them. And even on that very first shot, we're checking their skin to make sure they're tolerating it well.
Oh, okay.
Courtney, I have an important question, because I was never a sun worshiper, and I think luckily I don't show that much from being one, but there's a lot of kids out there that are really damaging their skin. So young, teenagers and young kids in their 20s, and you know, they go to these tanning salons with these beds in them and they lay on the beach without the right sunblock. Please talk to them out there and tell them what to do.
You know, I tell people 80% of what you do, you can do at home.
Right.
The biggest thing somebody can do for themselves is wear sunscreen. Avoid overexposure to the sun. The damage that we're removing is sun-induced. Number one thing to age you is the sun. And I know it's difficult. You want to still live your life, and that's fine. But just, you know, wear your sunscreen. Take precautions. There's antioxidants that out there that you can put on topically that will also help to protect your skin. Unfortunately, when we're young, we think we're invincible. And now what we're dealing with is... Back
damage.
Then,
correcting
it's the
those
damage
mistakes.
That we did years ago.
Remember when we used to put baby oil on?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Bake?
And you got the best tan that way.
Yeah,
you know?
You did.
But I do. We do a lot of education when it comes to what you're doing at home, how to take care of your skin, what's best for you. But protection is the number one thing that you can do for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Does the institute where you work, do they also do just regular facials and deep pore cleansings and things of that nature?
We do, absolutely. In fact, with PhotoFacial, I like to incorporate facials, microdermabrasions, chemical peels. I think the two work really well together.
Uh-huh.
PhotoFacial is going to help to remove sun damage, and it's going to go and really penetrate that damage. I like to see people maybe a week later and do an exfoliation treatment, like a facial or some sort of microdermabrasion. It really helps to move off that damage that we've now kind of pulled to the top layer. So it helps to reduce your pore size. It helps to remove dead skin cells. So the two work really well together.
Right.
Now, let's say you're somebody who doesn't really need PhotoFacial, that you don't have a lot of damage. Then we'd put you in the category of somebody who maybe does a microdermabrasion for maintenance, or a facial every now and then for moisture or pore reduction. Chemical peels are for people who you know, they want something a little bit deeper exfoliation than a micro, and maybe they want to deal with a little bit of fine lines and sun damage. So we customize everything based on people's needs, wants, and what their, you know, allotment for downtime is.
And Courtney, is there a website where people can go to look up your pricing and all of your services that you have available?
Yes, it's www.sally, S-A-L-I-L-V, like Las Vegas, .com.
S-A-L-I?
LV dot com.
Okay. And that S-A-L-I stands for?
Skin and Laser Institute.
Okay. Skin and Laser Institute. S-A-L-I, Las Vegas, LV.
.com. And also we offer free consultations. So if you're not quite sure where you fall or what you need, you may have heard of something, but you're not quite sure if that's the right treatment for you. We offer complimentary consultations. So you're free to come in. We can answer all the questions. I mean, it doesn't just have to be on skin. We do laser hair removal, injectables. All of those things can be answered without making a commitment.
Can you give us, give our listeners the address as well as a phone number for
sure.
The Institute?
We're at 7905 West Sahara. We're in Suite 107. Our phone number is 254-SKIN or 254-7546.
Okay.
That's great.
Wonderful.
I might have like one or two more questions after our break. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Sue, can we take a little break and bring Courtney back just for a few more minutes until our next guest? That would be great. So I do have a couple other questions that I'm thinking about that someone over 55 might ask you.
Sure,
so,
absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395.
Make all of the hours in your day count with At Your Service in Summerlin, Las Vegas's premier personal services company. From hardworking business executives to retirees looking to enjoy the good life, At Your Service in Summerlin discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks. Make all of the hours in your day count by calling At Your Service in Summerlin for all of your personal service needs. Call Pam Adams at Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012. 702-330-3012.
Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your hosts, Pam and Leslie.
Hi, we're back. Home Sweet Home. I'm your host, Leslie Lovell, and I'm here with Pam Adams, my co-host. And we are here today with Courtney Hernandez from the Skin and Laser Institute. She's a spa director, and she's been talking about skin care, which is so very important to us. Courtney, I did have a couple questions for women over 55, because there's a lot of seniors out here in Las Vegas, and a lot of us are, you know,
women
trying
and
hard
men.
To...
Let's not forget the guys
and
out
the men,
there.
Too, of course. Yes. But I want to talk about... Are there special things that we girls over 55 should think about for our skin that, you know, if you're 35, you know, you probably don't have the same issues to deal with. We have a lot of dryness here. And what advice would you give a lady over 55 coming into your office for the first time?
Well, where I would change someone over 55 or 55 and over as opposed to my 35 is their product that they use at home.
Right.
There's a lot of products on the market today that are geared towards more mature skin. And our skin starts to what they call, it's called glycation. Mm-hmm. And that begins to happen as we get older. And we have products now that, that combat that and stop that from happening. And what that does is it gives us that sallow look, kind of that dry, no matter what we do, we can't really kind of get rid of that.
Yeah.
So someone who's a little bit older, not only would I do the in-spa treatments, but I would add those types of treatments for their home care regimen, more so than I would add to someone who's younger. Someone who's younger, I'm going to do a lot more prevention. Someone who's older, I'm going to do a lot more correction on.
Really?
I'm going to go back. I'm going to start putting them on products that are geared towards correcting their skin as opposed to somebody I'm trying to prevent the damage.
How do you select the products that you suggest? I mean, is it something that you're looking for that we would recognize?
Sometimes it's what I'm looking for. A lot of times it's questions that I ask. I want to know if a person's dry. Are they oily? Are they dry in the morning and oily throughout the day? You know, because how a person's skin responds throughout the day tells me a lot. Mm-hmm. Somebody who thinks they're oily, a lot of times people say, oh, I'm really oily. Well, I'll always ask them, especially if they're older, well, are you really dry early in the morning? And they'll say, well, yeah, I'm super dry. What happens is when you're dry and as we get older, we don't produce the same moisture that we do when we're younger. And so what happens is as the day goes on, we produce a lot more oil because our skin starts to freak out thinking, I need to hydrate you. And so what I do is I now put them on a regimen that evens out their pH balance so that they're not only, you know, so that we're combating the dryness, but we're keeping them from overproducing oil also. So I ask a lot of questions based on their history, their lifestyle, kind of what they're dealing with. And that helps me determine.
Right.
Am I correct to assume that drinking a lot of water is very good for your skin?
Drinking a lot of water in general is good for you overall. But yes, the more hydrated you are, the better you're going to do, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in this climate.
So it's not just for your body. It helps your skin.
Absolutely,
as well.
It helps your skin. And we're in a very dry climate also. So what we're losing, we need to be replenishing throughout the day.
A lot of the aging process, my understanding is that some of that it has to do with the loss of elasticity in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
How is that helped through your products or your services?
Well, naturally, you're going to break down collagen as years go on. I mean, again, going back to the sun, that's the number one thing to break down the skin. We live in a place where free radicals are all around us. You go into a casino, there's smoke. You're outside, there's a very intense sun. And so your collagen is being broken down on a regular basis. And so what you want to do is, again, you're going back to protection. You want to protect your skin. You want to... You know, a lot of people know about sunscreen, but what they don't know about are topical antioxidants like vitamin C's. Those help to protect your skin 8 times better than sunscreen alone.
Wow.
But they protect you from the free radicals that we're exposed to on a regular basis.
Vitamin
here.
C. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Vitamin C. It's
Can
proven.
You just take it as a vitamin or do you need to put it on
you
your face?
You want to put it on topically. Our body is only able to take in so much vitamin C and then it gets rid of everything. So what we do is we have a topical vitamin C that we'll have you use. And it's really important to know also that vitamin C has to be at 10% or higher to penetrate the skin. So a lot of people will buy the over-the-counter stuff where it says it's got vitamin C, but it doesn't have a high enough percentage. And it also doesn't have the agents that need to be in there to penetrate the skin. So really important that if you're going to get an anti-aging antioxidant of any type, that you make sure that it has the percentage of what you need to penetrate the skin.
Right, right.
So
that's true of any of our health foods.
That's important to know.
Very important. A lot of people, that it'll say anti-aging, but what they don't really, because vitamin C is FDA approved as an anti-agent or an anti-aging antioxidant, you can label it on any over-the-counter product, but what people don't realize is that the percentage is usually not high enough to penetrate the skin. I would usually go medical grade or go into your doctor's office or medical spa to pick up your products. They're not that much more expensive than doing an over-the-counter, but you're going to have a higher percentage of what you need, and they're going to last you a lot longer usually.
Right.
So, and that's true with sunscreen also.
Good to know.
Going back to the special that you're running this month, can you tell us what... That it's photo
facial. It's known as three things. So there might be people out there that have heard of it in three different ways. One would be photo rejuvenation, photo facial, or IPL treatment. They're all the same treatment. Right now is our most popular time to do photofacials. It's also one of our most popular skin treatments that we do because it's so effective. Mm-hmm. Normally, our treatments are $300 a session. We do have packages that we put together once we see you and we determine what you need. But single treatment is $300. Right now, what we're offering is you can come in, you can try a photofacial, see if it's for you, see how you like it, and you can try it at our introductory price of $99.
Oh, that's wonderful. $99?
$99. And it's a great way. Like I said, you don't have to make that that initial investment. You don't have to commit to it. Maybe you're not quite sure where, if you're even a candidate. So come in, let us take a look at you and try it out.
And you're bound to see a major improvement right away.
You have the most damage that first day you walk into my office, so I'm going to be able to remove the most damage on that first treatment
for you. Awesome. Well, all you ladies out there, yeah. I hope you're listening, and guys too.
Yeah,
if you've got some skin damage, which we all do by the time we're any age at all, you're just having your face out there unprotected.
You know what I see on men a lot is broken capillaries. Yeah. Also for ladies out there and men, rosacea. This is a really great treatment for rosacea. It's probably one of your only treatments over the counter, things. It's the best treatment that's for you. And I see that a lot in men also.
Well, I think the best part about coming to your salon is education.
Yes.
Because I didn't know all these things before I came to see you. And I was like, oh, my goodness, these are things I should know about. And that's why I always refer my friends. I go, you need to go see Courtney at the Skin and Laser Institute and find all these things out about your beautiful face. I mean, protect it.
Well, most people don't. We go to our hairdressers for our hair because they know what they're doing. We go to our nail tech for our nails because they know what they're doing. We're here to help you with your skin. And a lot of people don't realize that we're here to educate you on your skin also. So it's just like getting your hair and your nails done. Your skin needs that maintenance also.
And your face, you can't really change.
You can't really change it. But if we can make it look soft, age well, slow it down a little bit, that's what we're here
to
do.
All the processes that we need.
Yes, definitely.
So hopefully, Courtney, you'll come and visit us again and give us some ideas on new procedures and new products out there. And so we'll have to call Courtney. And the number again, Courtney, is?
It's 254-7546.
Okay, give her a call and give her a try because I think you'll really enjoy learning all these wonderful things about your skin. I want to thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Courtney.
This is a lot of fun.
We loved having you.
I look forward to the next
one. You're a great guest.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Well, it started, already. I like to celebrate my birthday week. So,
the whole
family
week.
In town, so it's been nice.
Oh, good. Well, have a great day today.
Thank you so much.
You look a year younger.
And happy birthday, dear.
Thank you.
We're gonna break a minute, and Sue's going to take us out, and we'll be right back with Home Sweet Home, Leslie Lovell and Pam Adams, and see you later.
Whether you're a hard-working, busy executive or a retiree looking to enjoy the good life, at your service in Summerlin, Las Vegas's premier personal services company discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks, from decorating for the holidays, planning and preparing for a special event, to managing your daily lifestyle. With tasks such as organizing your home and office, shopping, errand running, and meal preparation, let At Your Service in Summerlin provide you with high-quality, professional personal services. At Your Service in Summerlin is proud to extend the red carpet to all of its clients. The task could be as simple as setting an appointment or as complex as planning a black tie affair. Make all of the hours in your day count. Call today for more information. Call Pam Adams at Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012. 702-330-3012. Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395.
Hi, you're back with Leslie Lovell and Pam Adams, Home Sweet Home, and we're having some fun with our music. We're trying some new songs, and we still love Motley Crue. We always will. But
Home Sweet Home?
Yeah, Motley Crue, Home Sweet Home. We threw a little You Decorated My Life in there, and who knows what the heck else we'll come up with.
Oh, we'll have different songs,
but
right?
We like switching it up once in a while, get you guys excited. Pam's going to talk a little bit about a recipe that she has found for this time of year, and I'm going to let her run with that for a minute. And
okay,
go ahead.
Thank you, Leslie. Every week I try to introduce a new recipe for you guys, and you know that you can email me for the recipe, or you can go to the Home Sweet Home website on Facebook and ask me for it there, and I can post it on that website, which is facebook.com/homesweethomeradio. The recipe that I want to give to you today is very, very simple. It's a good recipe for February. It's a sun-dried tomato dip. Very easy to make. If you're going to have some folks over, you just want something really good and tasty. The ingredients are just a few, actually. You're going to use 1.5 ounces of dried tomatoes. Now, you can steam to rehydrate them, or you can actually just buy the tomatoes already in oil. And you can buy the sun-dried tomatoes in oil if you want to. You're going to use a cup of olive oil, 2 large garlic cloves, 2 parsley sprigs, some basil, some red cayenne pepper, salt, a pinch of sugar, and a green onion that you're going to coarsely chop. I can give you the exact amounts of these ingredients if you let me know that you'd like to have them. But this is a wonderful, tasty way to eat tomatoes, and they taste really good on everything. It's a burst of flavor that's perfectly complemented by the smooth cream cheese that you're going to add to this. You can add it to crackers or to your favorite bread. You're going to place the steamed tomatoes in a 2-cup container along with all of the ingredients. You let this rest for 2 days to blend the flavor. You want to serve it, you're just going to pour this mixture into a blender or a food processor and blend it until almost smooth, leaving some texture. You will place this mixture on top of goat cheese or cream cheese, and you can serve it with a nice toasted artisan bread. But I mean, this is just so easy. You put all the ingredients again, like I said, into a 2-cup container, sealed well, and let it rest for 2 days to blend all these flavors, and just put it in a blender and mix it all up. Very simple, but pretty tasty. Hope you enjoy.
I always love your little recipe segment because we get to hear about things we probably would have never tried.
Right.
And you've already tried and tried these recipes.
Absolutely.
You know they work. And,
yep.
You know, sometimes when you look at a recipe in a book, you just go, oh, I don't know. You know, you're not sure if it'll turn out the way you want it to turn out.
Right.
So that having someone test it in advance for you is a really good idea. I know I mentioned something about leap year to Pam
the other day, and I said, you know what? We should do a little thing about leap year, because this is a leap year. We have the 29th of February.
Once every four years, we get it.
That's right. Once every 4 years, and it's unusual. And Pam found some information about it that is quite interesting. I'm going to have her talk about that for a little bit.
I thought y'all might enjoy hearing a little bit about it, because leap year is an unusual thing, and it only occurs once every 4 years. Everybody is under the impression that there's only 365 days in a year. And this is not actually true. The Earth turns roughly 365 and a quarter times on its axis by the time it has completed a full year's orbit around the sun. And that means that periodically the calendar has to catch up. That is why we have a leap year. Leap year contains one extra day, February 29th, for a total of 366 days. 2012 is a leap year, as y'all know. And this month of February, we've got that extra day. Now, a leap year is skipped every now and then, and that's to keep the calendar on track. So, as we know, we usually have leap years every 4 years. I think you'd all be interested to know who actually invented leap year. It was Emperor Julius Caesar, if you can believe it, in 45 BC. Caesar added a leap day occurring every 4 years to the calendar that he created. Until that time, until 45 BC, calendars were a complete mess. There's some interesting folklore about leap year, Les.
Oh, good.
That I think the one I like the most is the tradition, and this dates back to this was an Irish legend about ladies' privilege. I don't know if you know what that means, but what it means is that this is one time every 4 years on February 29th that a lady can actually propose marriage to a man.
I just did that.
How about that?
Oh,
you did? Okay. And it's an Irish legend that tells us, actually, Saint Bridget complained to Saint Patrick that women were having to wait far too long for a marriage proposal.
She was such a nag, wasn't she, that Bridget?
So he proclaimed February 29th as the day that women could get down on one knee and ask a man to pledge his love eternal.
Wow.
Since the opportunity only comes around every 4 years, the saint built in a strategy for the possibility that a guy might say no. And rather than be completely rejected and dejected, he decreed that if turned down, the woman should extract a fine from the man or be given a beautiful garment of some kind.
Well, that works for me.
Get some money, fine him if he says no, or some kind of beautiful garment. So there you have it. All you gals out there, ask and ye shall receive. If not an engagement ring, the guy will have to get you something for your efforts. How about that?
I think it would well be worth it.
Well, we're going to get back to this leap year stuff and history and lore and traditions in just a minute. But we've got another guest on the show today.
And we're excited about that. So we're going to take a very tiny break to get Tom ready to go on the air. And we'll make it short and sweet, too, okay? All right, honey. We're going to break for a minute. Leslie Lovell, Pam Adams, Home Sweet Home.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Design. Visit them online at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, Pam and Leslie.
I'm on the way, home sweet
Hi, we're back with Home Sweet Home, and this is Leslie Lovell, and my co-host is Pam Adams. And we have a very favorite person of mine on the show today. His name is Tom Sarnelli, and he is my electrician extraordinaire. And we've got a little history together. We've worked on some nice projects together, and I can always count on Tom for great advice when it comes to electrical. He owns a company called Mars Park Electric, and he's originally from the East Coast, like myself, and we always find our paisanos. He's Italian, I'm Italian, he's a professional guy, he's got his own company, vice versa, and we always seem to find each other. I don't know how we do it, but we're kind of like magnets, and I want to say welcome, Tom, to the show.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Pam. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
All right. It's good to see you.
Yeah, nice you, looking ladies. Guy here sitting with us. And,
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, we think you're cute.
Thank you for anyway. The compliments, but I don't know about all that.
Well, we're just trying to make you feel good.
Thank you.
But Tom and I have a little bit of a history, and I want Tom to talk about our Boulder City project. I'm going to let you run with it. What happened up there?
Okay, well, that was, as you know, that was an older home that was built in the, I think it was what?
The 30s?
1935 or something
yeah,
like that.
Pretty old.
And, you know, it had a lot of pros and cons to the fact that it was so old. One of the pros that it had, if you remember, that all the wiring, or at least the vast majority of the wiring that was inside the house was all in pipe in the walls. So it was fairly easy to take the old wires out of there and install new copper insulated wires that we use nowadays. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the pros. One of the cons was is that when we wanted to add new outlets or new switches or new devices, as we refer to them as you remember, we had to do a lot of wall damage.
Oh boy, did we.
And the thing is, it's not so much that we had to do the wall damage, it's the type of walls that were there. It was that like the plaster lath, you know, with the wood strips behind it. It's extremely difficult to repair, time-consuming to patch, and it's like you almost got to be an artist to make it look like it's original, what it was originally.
You are so right.
So
you are so
right.
It's
a lot of work to make that right, huh?
Yeah, it really
was.
Or
to come up to standards for today? Is that the problem mainly?
You know, most people don't know this, obviously, unless you're an electrician or you're in the electrical field, but the electrical codes change every 3 years. And this house hasn't been touched since 1935.
Whoa.
And so here we are in 2011 at the time. Think about how many cold cycles it missed. I mean, that's a lot of cold cycles that it missed.
Well, Tom, why would the codes change every 3 years?
What's technology changes.
Okay.
Different needs for different, you know.
Well, that doesn't mean that you have to go and bring your home up to standard every 3 years.
No, it doesn't mean that you have to. No, it doesn't mean you have to rewire. You know, I mean, we'd be busy all the time.
Yeah, okay.
That's true.
No, it doesn't mean that you know, there sometimes when the codes change, the changes are so insignificant that they don't really even affect your average homeowner. It would affect more like commercial businesses
or a new home construction
or new home construction.
Right,
that's correct.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The biggest change that's happened recently in new home construction is as of 2008, they started mandating that in new houses in the bedrooms, they installed what's called arc fault circuit breakers, AFCI.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what an arc fault circuit breaker is supposed to do, if it detects any type of arcing within that particular circuit, it's supposed to automatically shut the circuit off at the circuit breaker panel. So, like, for example, say you have a small child, like I do. I have three small girls.
Three small girls.
Yeah, I have twin girls. They're 9 months, and my oldest is going to be 4 in April. She's 4 going on 14. Okay, so let's say, you know, for example, my 4-year-old, right? She would never do this, but let's just say, for example, she would take a metal butter knife, right, and stick it into an electrical arc.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That would create an instant arc, and that is supposed to shut the circuit breaker off instantaneously. And like, we're
talking prevent about, fire or to prevent...
To prevent fire, to prevent electrocution to personnel, to protect life, to protect property.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you think about it, there's over 40,000 fires that are directly attributed to electricity in the United States
alone.
I'm
sure.
And there's always over 300 people that die from electrical fires in this country. So wow. In 2008, they made this radical change where they, on new homes, they actually requiring that these AFCIs are installed for the bedrooms for protection of life and property. And mm-hmm. from what I understand, in this new code cycle, 011, 012, they're supposed to be doing it for all new houses.
Aha. Uh-huh. Wow.
Tom, I have
That's
an
great.
Important question. When you're going to go buy a new home, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm looking at a new home today, and I know the home was built in 2000. Let's mm-hmm. just use that year, okay? I don't know what the codes are or were, or I have no way of knowing. Would I be smart not only to have a house inspector, but have a person like yourself come in and say, hey, Tom, take a look at this house. What do you think? Is that a good idea?
The electrical wiring,
yeah,
you mean?
Just the electrical.
Mm-hmm. Well, first and foremost, as an electrical contractor, I would always want the extra business. But also as a professional, I would strongly suggest that you do so. And there's numerous reasons why. First and foremost, as you know, most people, their home is their single largest, biggest expense,
right.
monthly expense. And
That's
it's
right.
also usually their single biggest investment that they're going to make over a lifetime. So
That's
why not
sure.
spend an extra $100, $150 just to make sure that everything is up to code, that there's no issues, there's no surprises, and you don't get stuck with some bill later on after you buy the house that you could have negotiated during the closing process. I mean, you'd be surprised how many times we find things on pre-purchase inspections on existing homes from homeowners where we have now just created anywhere between $500 and I've seen it as high as $3,000 worth of leverage that they can now use either with the bank or the previous owner that's selling the house.
Wow,
our electrician says your panel needs to be upgraded, your circuits are overloaded, this, that. And you know, that can be verified by other electrical contractors. We're not there to sell them a bill of goods, you
right.
know.
So,
but they can use that as leverage.
Right.
So you really think then that would be an important thing to do in addition to that normal home inspection?
Yeah, the reason why is because home inspectors, they do a general overview of the structure.
Right.
They're not specialized in any one trade. Mm-hmm. If I was looking to buy a house as just like, if, of course, I have a lot of construction experience, so I know what to look for. But let's say I was just, you know, an average person that doesn't have any construction knowledge whatsoever. I would want to hire an electrical contractor, a plumbing contractor,
sure.
and an HVAC contractor.
That was my next question,
because
yeah.
Because I want everything to be checked out and to make sure that I'm not going to have any surprises.
Down
once
the
I
road.
Move in,
yeah. yeah.
I don't want to get stuck with some huge bills that I wasn't expecting to pay.
That's true.
Well, you
that's
know, that's
true.
Some great information for our listeners out there, especially that really it is. If you can negotiate, you know, that stuff before your house closes,
oh, absolutely.
That's
oh, absolutely.
Really important.
Yeah, yeah. You use it as leverage.
Absolutely.
And
roofs
and
too.
I think it becomes
people
even more critical to do this with the older the home is.
Oh, I do too. I think it's way critical.
Well, you know,
it's a safety issue.
Absolutely. Not just the safety issue, but think about this. What about all these people that have lost their homes and this house is sitting vacant for months, sometimes years at a time, and the banks, they sell them to you as is, and you don't know what you're getting
That's
yourself
right.
into.
Right.
You think you're getting a great deal. Oh, I bought this house that once sold for $200. I'm picking it up for $100. But now if you're spending $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in repairs, did you really get a good deal?
No, you didn't.
Can
you, got a terrible
deal. Tell our audience here how to get a hold of you?
Yes, our office number is 702-897-4268. Again, that's 702-897-4268. Or they're welcome to check out our website at Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, Park, P-A-R-K, electric.com. Again, that's Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, P-A-R-K, electric.com.
And I'll tell you something, folks. I have worked with electricians over the years. I'm doing business in Las Vegas 37 years almost. And I got to tell you that I love working with Tom. He always explains things to me. Even when I ask a goofy question, he'll say, that's not a goofy question. Really, because I don't understand. You know, I'm learning from him.
Sure.
I want to know that my clients are safe. I want to know that I have the best person on a project for them that is really aware of what could happen if the electrical work isn't done properly. And that's
well,
a big thing
same,
for me.
Absolutely. And you know, that point was made with the previous guest we had on today on
yes.
the skincare. I mean, we bring in specialists
experts.
And experts in various fields.
Yes.
I mean, you wouldn't think of going to your hairdresser to get your teeth looked at or,
no.
you know,
I mean,
no.
right?
So you have to bring in the best.
So we got to bring in the best.
And my job is for my clients, of course, because I have a lot of high-end clients as
yeah,
well as
do.
middle-of-the-road people as well, like you and me. I do,
yeah.
but Tom's been in several of the homes, you know, that I've worked in. And let me tell you something. These people expect the best from you.
Sure they do.
They expect a referral from someone who really knows their business.
Right.
And believe me, I work hard to find people that I know. Most of the people I've been with for many, many years.
Well,
I rarely switch.
One of the biggest advantages of working with you, Leslie, at Town Centered Interior Design is that you have been in business so long here in Atlanta. Look at me, I'm still in Atlanta.
Maybe
in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas,
and you have the connections and the contacts.
That's
just
right.
Like Tom here with Morris Park Electric.
He knows his stuff.
You know, you can give your customers some great service because you have the connections that they need.
And, you know, there's just so many questions I could ask Tom. And I know he'll come back on the show and talk to us some more because we have a bazillion questions. But one I want to talk about for a couple of minutes today are smoke detectors and how important they are in your house and how people forget to change batteries and, you know, they just don't think it's important. And how do we clarify that, how important that is, Tom, for people to have a day a year or 2 days a year when they check those batteries and make sure those smoke detectors are working?
Well, the manufacturers of most reputable smoke detecting companies, they strongly recommend and suggest that you test your smoke detectors at least once a month. Yes, that's pretty often, but they highly recommend that because, you know, over time it starts to wear down. It's like anything else, wear and tear. Eventually you're going to have to replace it. But more importantly than that, one thing that we run into occasionally when we work on older homes, we find that the homeowner, like Boulder City was a good example. They have battery-only operated smoke detectors. They don't have
hardwired.
They're not hardwired. Right. And that was the case with the Boulder City job. And if you remember, Leslie, I pointed that out to our customer. I'm not going to disclose his name, but we pointed it out to the customer that, hey, this might be a code issue with the Boulder City Department of Buildings. And he said, well, you know, let's see if we can get it passed without having to do that extra work because it was going to be more money. And I understand, you know, the economy, people don't want to spend, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know if you remember, but I did get, when we pulled the electrical permit, I had a conversation with the electrical inspector, and he said that he will not budge and he will not give any leeway on any life safety issues whatsoever. And that was one of them. He wanted to see smoke detectors in every bedroom within 5 feet of the doorways and in the hallways and foyers within 5 feet of any entry openings and whatnot.
Because the house was so darn old.
Because it's so darn old. Exactly.
Right.
At the time, they might have put in battery-operated smoke detectors maybe in the 70s, but nobody ever thought to put them, to hardwire them to the electrical panel.
Exactly.
So if you have a home that has that type of a smoke detector, I would strongly suggest that you call a licensed, reputable, and bonded and insured electrical contractor and have them.
Like yourself.
Like myself. I don't want to do too much plugging for myself.
No, that's why you're here. We want you to.
But, we can do it. We'll be happy to do it, and we're very competitive. And you know, we're here to educate our customers and let them know this is what you need. If you want to go for it, go ahead, and this is your benefits. If you don't want to do it, then, you know, that's your choice.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But it's very important to have, especially if you have small children like myself.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it's very important.
Well, we all know how many homes are lost to fire and lives.
Tom has educated on that today because I didn't even know that fact. But there are so many things I want to ask you that we don't have time for today.
That's
but
okay.
You can come back another time, I'm sure, and help us out with you know, answers for our listeners out there because I'm sure they're very interested in all of this. So we want to thank Tom for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
I hope you stay
till
the end
of
the show. Just a few more minutes because we're going to close in a couple of minutes. But Pam, I wanted you to just, I know we want the sleepier thing, but can we talk a little bit about our sunset photography
contest? Oh, sure, absolutely.
Contest?
You know, we have another week in February that we'll be doing the show next Tuesday, so I can take up the leap year stuff next Tuesday. It is very interesting, and I do want to tell you about some of the lore and the history associated with that. But yes, we have a competition basically going on now for all you amateur photographers out there. We would like you to take some photos of sunsets on the West Coast, and that's anywhere, you know, you don't have to be right here in Las Vegas. Anywhere you are is fine, but we'd like these West Coast sunsets. And if you would take those photos anytime between March 22nd and June 22nd, I think it is, and send them in to us. And we've given you that, again, I'll just give it real quick, facebook.com/homesweethomeradio.
Okay, so we had a couple of great guests on today. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you next week. And this is Leslie Lovell and Pam Adams signing off for Home Sweet Home. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.